Welcome to Shift Change, the Idaho Manufacturing Podcast. Over the course of about 20 minutes, we bring you conversations on AI, tech, and the future of Idaho manufacturing. Funding for this program comes from Total Care IT, your Idaho-based IT and cybersecurity partner for manufacturers.
Welcome to a deep dive that really cuts straight through the AI hype. We want to get down to the actual cost, you know, the real cost of doing business in this generative AI world. Especially for manufacturing executives like you listening. These powerful new tools, ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, they promise huge productivity boosts, right?
Absolutely. The promise is there.
But the really crucial conversation, the one about security risk, it often just gets, well, sidelined by all the excitement.
It does. People jump in feet first sometimes.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're exploring those hidden costs and, maybe more importantly, the immediate non-negotiable actions you need to take to secure your confidential data when you start using these platforms.
And we're looking at this risk on, let's say, two different levels. First, there's the easy stuff, the consumer AI that seems free, you know, the ones anyone can access online.
Like the free lunch.
Exactly. And the second layer, which is arguably far more insidious for a large organization, especially in manufacturing, is the sophisticated, connected business AI. Think Copilot. Think Gemini business.
The ones that plug right into your systems.
Precisely. And the risk there explodes if your internal data governance, your permissions aren't already, well, frankly, flawless.
Okay, let's unpack that right away because we really need to move past this tempting idea of a free lunch in AI. It just doesn't exist, does it?
No, it doesn't. The sources are clear. If you're not paying cash for a digital service, well, you're paying somehow.
You do have attention or...
More critically for this discussion, with data, proprietary data. That data is the consideration, the payment in the exchange.
And the sources use this term, tradable personal data or TPD, for basically everything exchanged digitally.
Yeah.
But for you, a manufacturer listening, the TPD you're worried sick about is your high-value confidential info, your IP, your trade secrets.
That's exactly it. That's the currency.
So this is where the danger really comes into play. Let's paint a picture. Say an employee at your facility, maybe an engineer, needs to quickly summarize a proprietary formula, highly confidential, or maybe debug some automation code.
Okay.
And they take the easy route. They just paste that sensitive text straight into the free public version of ChatGPT or Grok or whatever. What happens then?
Well, what happens is a fundamental disclosure. First off, just thinking about model training. Any data you submit to those non-API consumer services, like the free ChatGPT or DALL-E for images, it may be used to improve the underlying models. That's often the default setting. You're essentially, maybe unknowingly, volunteering your trade secrets to help train these massive, globally accessible AI systems for free.
No compensation, no control.
None. And then there's a legal angle, which gets really sharp, really fast.
Awesome.
Submitting a genuine manufacturing trade secret, let's say. The complete blueprint for a unique precision tool into a public consumer AI tool. Legally, that's pretty much the same as handing that blueprint over to some random consultant without getting an NDA signed first.
Wow. Okay. So you've basically just published it.
You've potentially destroyed its status as a secret. If you can't demonstrate you took reasonable steps to keep it confidential, and blasting it into a public AI model is hardly reasonable steps. Courts could very well conclude that you've lost your trade secret protection.
Permanently.
Potentially, yes. It's a public disclosure to an unsupervised third party. Think about it. You wouldn't just email your key product specs to a random Gmail address you found online.
Of course not.
So you absolutely shouldn't be feeding it to a free consumer-grade AI model either. Same principle.
Okay, so IP loss is a huge one. What about just quality? If the AI messes up, if it hallucinates, gives bad info.
Right, that's the other side of the coin. Beyond IP leakage, there's a fundamental quality control issue. AI responses, well, they're just not guaranteed to be 100% factual.
We hear about hallucinations.
Exactly. They can generate plausible-sounding falsehoods. Now, if your team relies on that output, say, for internal production planning, or maybe even checking regulatory compliance without rigorous human vetting.
What's the exposure there?
The liability exposure is significant. If a manufacturer uses flawed AI-generated text that, I don't know, misstates safety requirements or generates technical drawings that accidentally infringe on a competitor's patent or copyright. That legal risk, that liability, it falls squarely back onto your organization. Human review isn't just a good idea. It's basically a mandatory liability shield in this context.
Okay, so the message is loud and clear on free tools. Just don't use them for anything sensitive, period.
Pretty much, yeah. The risk is just too high.
Which brings us to the enterprise solutions. We shift away from that free tier roulette wheel, and we move towards dedicated business-grade AI. We pay the subscription for, say, ChatGPT Enterprise, or Microsoft 365 Copilot, or Google Workspace with Gemini. What are we actually buying with that money in terms of security guarantees?
That's the crucial question, isn't it? What's the difference? And the primary guarantee, the main thing you're purchasing, is this. Your organization's proprietary data, your prompts, the AI's responses, any documents it accesses, will not be used to train the underlying large language models, the LLMs.
Okay, so our data stays our data. It's ring-fenced.
Correct. It's processed to give you the answer, but it's not absorbed into the foundation model for everyone else. That's the non-negotiable security commitment you're paying for in those enterprise tier.
And it's probably more than just the training aspect, right? There's compliance, audit trails.
Oh, absolutely. You're buying a whole compliance package, really. Yeah. Enterprise tiers come with administrative controls, single sign-on, unified billing, dedicated workspaces, which IT teams need. Mm-hmm. But critically, they also carry advanced security certifications. Things like SOC 2 Type 2, ISO 27001. They offer features to help with GDPR and CCPA compliance.
So for an executive, that means reduced liability.
Exactly. It translates directly into reduced liability because you can actually prove to regulators, auditors, maybe even in court, that your AI service provider adheres to strict, globally recognized standards for handling sensitive data. You're buying auditable governance.
Take Microsoft 365 Copilot, for example. How does that work technically?
Right. So with Copilot, the processing happens using Azure OpenAI services, but critically, it operates within the Microsoft 365 service boundary. It's not sending your data out to OpenAI's public general purpose services. It stays within your tenant's security perimeter.
Okay, that makes sense. We're paying Microsoft or Google for this security, this compliance, this guarantee our data isn't training the world's AI. So why are we still talking about permissions? If the vendor handles the security, why is setting internal permissions still our problem?
And that is the million-dollar question. That's the crux of it for organizations right now. We've dealt with the external risk-stopping data leaking out to the public models. But the sources, and frankly what we're seeing in practice, strongly suggest the most immediate, the most critical security risk actually lies inside your own corporate firewall.
Inside the building, so to speak.
Metaphorically, yes. It's about how these tools interact with the data you already have.
Which leads us straight into what you call the permission paradox.
Exactly. Think about the bigger picture. These powerful connected AI tools, Copilot accessing your SharePoint and emails via Microsoft Graph, Gemini doing the same in Google Workspace, they are designed to ground their answers in your specific organizational data.
That's their selling point. They know your business context.
Precisely. They pull context from your emails, your Teams chats, your documents, your spreadsheets, everything.
Okay.
Now, here's the paradox. The AI tool itself, the Copilot or Gemini service, is built securely against external threats. But its ability to access your internal data is defined entirely by the permissions the user asking the question already has.
So the AI doesn't get special access. It just uses the employee's existing key card, essentially.
That's a great analogy. Copilot, for instance, the documentation is very clear. It only surfaces organizational data to which that individual user already has at least view permissions. It respects the existing access boundaries.
And Microsoft calls the map, it uses the semantic index.
Right. The semantic index is basically this incredibly complex map of all your corporate knowledge, who created what, who modified what, how documents relate to each other. But fundamentally, it strictly honors your existing permission structure.
So if the map says user A can view document X,
then Copilot, when asked by user A, can retrieve and summarize document X. The AI is just following the rules, the permissions that you set up.
Okay, this is critical. Mm. What this means for any organization running on Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace is that the expensive secure AI tool cannot protect you from your own messy internal data hygiene.
It absolutely cannot. In fact, it does the opposite. It makes any existing poor permission settings instantly, powerfully exploitable.
Exploitably by your own employees, not by hackers.
Precisely. It's an internal data governance risk magnified by the AI's efficiency.
Let's take a manufacturing-specific scenario.
Yeah.
Say you have an engineer. They need access to some old component schematics, maybe stored in a SharePoint folder from 5 years back.
Okay. common situation.
But to make things easy back then, maybe an IT admin just gave the entire engineering group view access to the whole top-level folder that contains those schematics.
Uh-huh. I see where this is going.
But unfortunately, that same top-level folder also contains, maybe buried a few levels deep, the draft financial forecasts for next year, or maybe some sensitive HR salary bands, or even proprietary code for a new automation system that only senior management should see.
Right. Over-permissioning. It happens all the time.
So because that engineer technically has view access, even if they never knew those financial files were there or never bothered to look before,
now they can ask Copilot.
Exactly. They can ask Copilot, hey, summarize all documents related to next quarter's projected profitability, or explain the core logic of robotics module X. And Copilot, obeying the permissions,
dutifully retrieves and summarizes that highly sensitive data, not because the AI learned externally, but because the permission was wrong in the first place. The human shouldn't have had access.
So the AI just surfaces the existing problem, makes it visible instantly.
That's why robust data governance becomes the absolute number one most important prerequisite before you widely deploy these powerful connected AI tools.
Yeah.
Executives must mandate an audit and cleanup of the permission models in Microsoft 365, in Google Workspace, wherever their data lives.
You have to clean the house before you invite the super efficient robot librarian in.
Excellent way to put it. You need to know exactly who can see what before you give them a tool that can see everything they're allowed to instantly.
So that's the real action item for you listening. It's not just about buying the enterprise license. It's about restricting access internally. Financial forecasts, HR files, secret production recipes, lock them down.
Implement granular access controls. Use role-based access properly. Leverage the security groups and features available in Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace. This isn't optional anymore if you're deploying connected AI.
And realistically, this might mean bringing in expert help, right? Someone specialized in Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace security and permissions to actually audit and potentially rebuild that structure correctly. It sounds like a big job.
It can be, depending on how messy things got over the years. But the cost of not doing it and then having sensitive data exposed internally via AI could be far, far higher. Deploying connected AI forces you to finally confront those data hygiene decisions, maybe bad ones, made years ago.
The AI itself is secure, as you said, but the permission structure it sits on top of, that has to be pristine.
It really does.
Okay, let's recap. We've taken quite a deep dive here into AI risk management for manufacturing. Key takeaway number one, never ever use free consumer AI tools with any sensitive business data. The risk of IP loss is just too immediate.
Absolutely fundamental. Don't do it.
Key takeaway number two. Even when you invest, maybe heavily, in powerful enterprise tools like Copilot and Gemini, remember the tool security for your data is only as good as your internal permission structure in Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace.
The AI inherits your existing access controls, warts and all.
Fix the permissions first.
That's the mandate. And it makes sense. The biggest efficiency gains from AI, the real magic, comes when you connect it directly to your deepest organizational knowledge, right? Your proprietary data.
Yeah, that's the goal.
But making that connection instantly transforms any pre-existing, maybe overlooked, lax data permissions into an immediate, potentially existential security risk. It needs executive attention now.
Okay, so you've learned how vital it is to manage what goes into the AI. No sensitive data and free tools. And maybe even more importantly, what the AI can access internally, fix your permissions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a final provocative thought for you to consider, looking a bit further ahead. We're already seeing agentic AI emerge, especially in retail. Think Amazon's buy for me concepts or AI assistants that can complete purchases.
Yeah, the AI acting on your behalf.
Exactly. So if these AI systems become the dominant agents controlling product discovery and purchasing decisions for consumers or even B2B buyers, and it seems like a rapid trend, how will you as a manufacturer ensure your proprietary product data, your specs, your advantages, effectively influence those AI purchasing agents?
Interesting.
Especially if doing so requires you to somehow feed that data into those agent systems, potentially relinquishing some control over it again. The whole future of selling, of getting your product chosen, might depend entirely on who controls the AI's data inputs and what the terms of that control look like. Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Shift Change. To learn more about using AI in your manufacturing business, reach out to TotalCare IT, your Idaho-based IT and cybersecurity partner for manufacturers.